This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We're all getting older. That's just a fact. But that means the people who care for us as we get older are aging too. The number of older caregivers, that is, over the age of 55, is growing. They're nearly a quarter of that slice of the labor pool, working mostly in private homes, taking care of people who sometimes aren't a whole lot older than they are. Kate Davidson reports.
It's lunchtime, and Maggie Valenti is struggling with a package of sliced cheese.
I don't have a lot of feeling in my fingers. They're not strong anymore.
Valenti is 79, a grandmother and a great-grandmother.
And I know I've taken cheese out of here.
She's also the paid caregiver to this man.
I'm Carl Sinderman. I'm 91, so they tell me anyway.
And his wife Joan, also 91. The couple served in World War II, their caregiver during Korea. Valenti cooks meals, watches their meds, and does light housekeeping 40 hours a week in their Maryland home. Everyone loves this arrangement.
Well, she's almost a family member, of course. The only difference being we can pay her. That's about the only difference.
This field is growing as rapidly as the country is aging. More than a million new direct care jobs are expected by 2022, many filled by people over 55. And while those who care for our elderly are themselves graying, they face the same low wages as younger home care workers.
These are pretty poor quality jobs, generally speaking.
Abby Marquand works with PHI. It's a nonprofit that tries to improve the quality of direct care jobs.
We're talking about near poverty level wages, very few employment benefits like employer-sponsored health insurance or paid sick leave, and really high rates of injury.
Especially in nursing home settings, though most older caregivers do work in private homes. PHI says the median wage for a home caregiver like Maggie Valenti is about $10 an hour.
And actually, more than half of these workers are relying on some form of public assistance for their household. So they rely on Medicaid themselves or food stamps.
Valenti, though, is not complaining. The paycheck means she's able to help her daughter pay for medicine. Besides, when she started looking for work again at age 77, her options were limited.
Dunkin' Donuts called me. They'd accepted my application. And I'm thinking, oh, no, this is not what I want to do. And then the Home Instead had an ad in the paper.
At the Home Instead Senior Care franchise where Valenti works, almost half her coworkers are over 51. And there are challenges in this job, regardless of age.
When she fell down one morning, and it's like the rules with Home Instead, you don't pick them up. I says, I can't pick you up. You're going to have to crawl in the living room. And by the time she got back, crawling looked like a crab, we were both laughing so hard.
So glad she was safe. And Maggie Valenti was glad that when she had to keep working, she found what she wanted to do. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.